very thing that God has set in place for us. Verse 16 says, by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or power or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Tell your neighbor, say, God keeps everything intact. I want to give you a principle. If you're writing, write this down. Everything depends on and must be submitted to something else in order to function, grow, prosper, and succeed. Everything, somebody say everything, depends on and must be submitted. Everything must depend on, it must be submitted to something else in order to function, grow, prosper, and succeed. Tell your neighbor, say, you ain't in this by yourself. There is nothing that God created that can exist without submission to authority. You see, authority by nature involves dependence and interdependence. Everything in creation was designed to function by the principle of authority. Watch this. Let's take the seed, that little seed. That seed must submit to be planted in the soil if it's going to grow. Therefore, the soil is the authority of the seed. If the soil is the authority of the seed, so therefore, if the seed is going to grow, it has to submit to being in the soil. Look at the fish. The fish got to submit to living in the water in order to survive. So the authority of the fish is the water. If it does not submit to the water, it dies. Everyone and everything must submit to someone or something in order to function or to be successful. You will not be successful by yourself. And the thing about it is that many times people will join themselves with a ministry and then they go out by themselves. You will never, it's impossible to outgrow authority. Tell your neighbor, say, it's impossible to outgrow authority. Now you may transfer your accountability to a different authority, but you never grow out of the need for authority itself. Anyone who refuses to be governed by genuine authority is illegitimate and they're going to malfunction in life. Let's take the criminal, you know, the one that breaks in the house, the one that steals. You see, he refused to submit to society and he violates the authority of others' lives and their property. Now, if he's caught and punished, guess what? Jail become forced authority over him. See, some of us right now are living on forced authority. Our own selfishness caused us not to submit. It caused us not to submit to the authority that should be beneficial to us. Our selfishness make us submit to authority that is not going to do us any good, not cause us to grow, not cause us to prosper, because the flesh want to be in control of everything. And when you are operating out of selfishness and not under authority, you are always out of the timing and the season of God. Always out of the timing and season of God. And in this season, we cannot afford to be out of the timing and the season of God. Look, you just can't go along with the pack camouflaging like you are. You see, because at the end, it's going to all show up. The Bible said that every man's work is going to be tested by fire. You're going to be tested to find out whether or not you are under authority. There is no way out of it. Look, you can fool some people some of the time, but you're not going to fool God. That same criminal, he is made to submit to society. He's made to do it through severe restriction of his activities. In other words, they lock him up. He said, you don't want to act right? I got some authority for you. You know, it's like the policeman that's got the badge and the gun. He says, the badge represents my authority. I got authority to tell you stop. And if you don't want to listen to the badge, I got the 38 that'll make you stop. So in other words, God says, either you're going to submit to the legitimate authority or you'll submit to something that you really don't want to be submitted to. We should submit only to those who are submitted themselves. You see, I know that many people have walked in hurt. They don't even want to really join a church. They don't even want to submit to nothing because they've had a bad experience with authority. But the fact is, that does not negate the fact that God still ordains authority. Doesn't matter how many times that you've allowed yourself to get hurt. You see, you got to understand that none of it happened. You got to understand you played a part in that thing. See, when you walk away from a church talking about the church help you, you got a part that you played in that thing. You took your eyes off of the Christ and you put it on man. You see, the Bible tells us that you got to know them that labor among you. You got to know what you're submitting to. Now, if you just submit because he sounds good, then okay, guess what? That's what you get. When he stopped talking, what you got? You see, the key to the success, well, look at Jesus' ministry. That's a good idea. Let's look at Jesus' ministry. Jesus' ministry. The key to Jesus' ministry, the success of his ministry, the effectiveness of his ministry on earth was that how he understood authority, how he understood how to submit to authority. You see, Jesus submitted to authority all through his life on earth. Now, he is divine. He is God wrapped up in flesh, and yet and still, he is submitting himself. Go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Watch what it says about Jesus. It says, that's chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. It says, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law that we might receive the full rights of son.